News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Two familiar voices. Hey, y'all. Hey, Dalton.
Hey, Dan.
It is 6 minutes after 6 o'clock, FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill, all he's talking about is showers. And the guy that brings an umbrella on a sunny day, that would be me. I got nothing. Preparing and dressing like a four-year-old again today. That's every day, basically. Let's get you on your way safely. Kane's got traffic right now.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Light. Traffic so far across the Bayway and the Causeway, Spanish Fort and Daphne. Checking in with no wrecks in the roadway. It's Mobile Police Department on the scene of an accident with injuries at Pleasant Valley and Magnolia Road, as it looks good from Tillman's Corner, Theodore, and up towards Saraland. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corner invites you in for lunch today with 7 wings and french fries, only $9.99. Also enjoy their chicken Caesar salad, the three fish tacos, Philly cheesesteak, and more, all served to you by the world-famous Hooters girls till 3 p.m. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Your CBD store of West Mobile invites you to shop with no pressure, sample products before you buy, and get honest information about how CBD can actually benefit your health naturally. Visit your CBD store of West Mobile at Hillcrest and Greelot today.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered showers with temperatures around 80 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, showers with heavy rain at times, lows in the lower 70s. And tomorrow, showers again with heavy rain at times and temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
You want to check out that podcast of Sean's show yesterday. First hour, he's going off on that article in Newsweek.
Oh, he was letting them have it.
The Irish was bubbling over, and Mr. Sullivan.
And we had Jeff Poore going off on AL.com yesterday also.
Yeah, he was. So anyway, yeah, podcast, and Dalton and I, completely non-confrontational pair of guys right here in the morning.
Yeah, who are we angry with?
Occasionally each other. Otherwise, really nobody. Okay, so we got three big things. The House avoids a shutdown by passing the Stopgap Funding Act. More on that in a little bit. Alabama gas tax increases October the 1st, and the burn ban is in effect for Mobile and Baldwin counties. You can also check these stories online at fmtalk1065.com. And the public, our listening audience is power hungry, but not in a bad way. They just want their power back, and a lot of them are getting it back. I know most of Mobile County's got it back, if not all of it, right?
That's right, yeah. Mobile County, according to this map, says 6 places are without power.
So, poor people.
Yeah, if you're listening to us, let us know how we can help if you're one of the 6 currently without power.
I apologize to that couple way out there on the outskirts of 8 Mile. They're saying, where's my power?
Yeah, seriously. And Escambia County, Florida, now down to 131. But that leaves Baldwin County, where there's still just over 12,000 without power, which is much, much lower, certainly than they were 7 days ago. But even over the weekend, that number has dropped quite a bit.
Yes. So it's about split down the middle with Baldwin, EMC, and Riviera?
Yes, it's split exactly down the middle, actually. It's around 6,000 Baldwin EMC customers that are still without power and 6,000 Riviera Utilities customers that are still without power. We will be talking again with Baldwin EMC's Mark Ingram coming up in the third hour of today's show.
Okay.
He's been so great, so available to talk and let everyone know what Baldwin EMC is doing and how hard they're working and how they're going about this. And he'll let us know what they're doing to get their remaining 6,000 customers that power back. And I know a lot of people have been experiencing, they'll get their power back on, and then it'll go off for a time.
That's got to be frustrating.
Oh, man, I imagine it is, but that's for, you know, if they're still trying to put power back to other places or make sure everything's right, they'll turn it off for a time and then turn it back on. But thankfully, so many have power again. Last night, Riviera Utilities posted on social media, they said, our crews are still out working. Some will continue through the night. We have now restored power to around 44,000 and have around 7,000 customers still left to go. So they dropped that number by another 1,000 overnight. They added, if you're one of the 7,000. Please be patient with us. We promise we'll keep working until your power is restored. And then the nightly email from Baldwin EMC, and again, we'll talk with Mark Ingram about this later, but they've restored power to more than 70,000 meters. It's about 89% of their system.
Good for them.
And just over 6,000 meters remaining without power. They said of the 100 total circuits on the Baldwin EMC system, 97 have power. And they break it down by area, and it makes total sense. They said north of Interstate 10, they're currently around 69 of 10,000 meters without power.
Mm-hmm.
Between I-10 and U.S. Highway 98, 16,900 meters have been restored, and they're around 2,000 without power. And then south of Highway 98, where most of the damage occurred, just around 5,000 meters currently without power. And they added, and we talked about this yesterday, over 1,400 other line workers from 12 states have come through to really help out and try to restore power here.
Imagine what that number would be, those numbers would be, if we didn't get that assistance from the not just surrounding states, but all over the place. And, of course, we make a point that we do the same. You know, our, mm-hmm. our utility companies hit the road when there's a problem somewhere else. But thank God that we have this agreement with these different agencies to come in and help, because without all of them, that'd be a slow rollout, wouldn't it?
It really, really would be. And I can't imagine, you know, our line workers here are already worn out.
Yep.
And they were working before this for other storms.
Yep.
If they were working this alone, then it would take a long time. We'd have some really tired guys out there.
And frustrated residents.
Yeah, that's for sure. And reminder that because of the disaster declaration, we do receive FEMA relief. And if you need you can register with FEMA. Three ways to do that. 1-800-621-3362 is a number you can call. That's 1-800-621-3362. Or you can register online at www.disasterassistance.gov. And the third way is to download the FEMA app on your cell phone and use it there. So
you live in a bad area if you just go ahead and download the FEMA app. If you just say, yep, I'm going to have that on my phone 24/7. That means you're in harm's way all the time. And, well, during the hurricane season, we kind of are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it might not be a bad idea,
yeah.
You know, for the future, yeah, to go ahead and download that and have it ready. Hopefully, you don't have to use it. But
your insurance app, your FEMA app,
mm-hmm,
right?
You know, IRS has an app. That's something I will never add, is the IRS app.
All right, mentioning FEMA there, I'm glad you did, because I was looking at the Pensacola News Journal to see how things are going over in Pensacola, right?
Mm-hmm.
The official's latest estimate is that the county is close to $183 million in damage to city, county, school district, Emerald Coast utilities, and things like that. They're still waiting on FEMA.
Really?
In Pensacola, in Escambia County. And I don't know what the holdup is. I know the county administrator, Janice Gillies, says she is very hopeful that things will, that they'll get that declaration like we did a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Did we get over the weekend from President Trump?
I believe so, yeah.
It's Sunday.
Congressman Byrne was the first to announce that.
Okay.
And he might actually have given the answer yesterday for why Florida has yet to receive that,
okay,
FEMA. When he was talking with Sean Sullivan yesterday, he said he was actually touring Baldwin County with the head honcho from FEMA, mm-hmm, over the weekend. And Sean asked, you know, what were you guys looking at as you were driving down the road? And he was, the guy from FEMA was, you know, seeing all the debris piled up on the sides of the road that people had already cleaned up, and just the massive amounts of damage in southern Baldwin County. And that's kind of part of how he makes the decision, how they come to a decision to give assistance to certain areas and certain states. And maybe because he was over here touring in Baldwin County and maybe parts of Mobile County, it delayed his trip over to Florida. So Bradley Byrne,
it ain't far.
Congressman said this was like the quickest or one of the quickest turnarounds for FEMA to give disaster relief to a state. He was surprised by how quickly that happened. So maybe this is actually more of a standard time frame for what's going on in Pensacola.
You. So ours is exceptional and theirs is probably more standard.
That could be the case.
The officials over there don't seem to be sweating it. But anyway, I was just curious about that, why it was so quickly done for us, relatively to them anyway.
How much damage did you say already?
In the county, it looks like $183 million of damage to county-owned businesses, facilities, schools, and things like that. That's the county and city-owned, I should say.
I wonder when we'll get that number for Alabama, mm-hmm, for Baldwin County, how much damage was caused by the storm. That'll be really interesting to see how much money.
It will be a lot, for sure. 15 after 6, FM Talk 106.5, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, and you've got a little sports report right around the corner.
Yeah, the Atlanta Braves have clinched a spot in the playoffs, and Vigor High School will no longer play their home games at Pritchard Stadium. I'll tell you why coming up in sports.
Hello, I'm Tom Holman, former acting director of ICE. You know I'm passionate about our country, and I fight for what's right. That's why I'm also passionate about talk radio, because you're the most informed and patriotic people in America. My friends at the Federation for American Immigration Reform support talk radio for the same reasons. With your help, they fight for immigration reforms that enforce the laws and protect our jobs, ensure national security and public safety. And like me, FAIR has never given up and never will. I hope you'll stay in the fight, because our country's at a crossroads between dangerous open border policies and common sense immigration reforms that put American interests first. Get involved if you're not. Stay involved if you are. We've got a lot to do, and FAIR is leading the charge. Go to fairus.org. That's fairus.org. Again, I'm Tom Holman, and thanks for listening. Keep listening, and God bless this great nation.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A 4-year-old girl is missing in Mobile County. Investigators say Reagan Hart was picked up from a foster home by her mother, 41-year-old Brandy Hart. The pair has not been seen since September 14th. You can find a picture of the child and her mother on WKRG.com. 14,000 customers are still without power in Baldwin County this morning. 7,000 of those outages are with Riviera Utilities. Another 7,000 are Baldwin EMC customers. Baldwin EMC says it's now working in the hardest hit areas: Fish River, Barnwell, Magnolia Springs, Fort Morgan, parts of Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, Loxley, and Summerdale. Because of the severity of the damage, some customers may not have power restored for another week. A feared increase in Alabama's coronavirus cases after the Labor Day weekend has yet to materialize 2 weeks after the holiday. The update has state health officials cautiously optimistic about Alabama's progress in the pandemic. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
Good morning, 619 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Vigor High School will no longer play their home football games at Pritchard Stadium. That's according to school principal Gerald Cunningham. Cunningham wrote a letter to the Pritchard City Council and Mayor Jimmy Gardner saying that the stadium lacked critical necessities like a functioning scoreboard or PA system. He also called the locker room and restrooms inadequate and said that during a home game earlier this month, the press box was, quote, unsanitary and filled with trash. For now, it appears that Vigor will play their home games at Ladd Peebles Stadium. Only have two home games remaining on their schedule, and right now currently scheduled to face Escambia County at Ladd on October 1st. So a bit of a disagreement there between Vigor High School and the Pritchard City Council and Mayor.
I've worked in that press box.
And?
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Not itching to go back.
It wasn't as nice as the new Ladd Peebles press box.
Or the new Hancock-Whitney.
Hancock-Whitney
press box. Yeah, it does not compare to that.
No, I wouldn't think so. There are 5 days remaining in the coronavirus-shortened 2020 Major League Baseball regular season. With 16 teams set to make the playoffs this year, 10 so far have clinched a chance to compete for the World Series. With an 11-1 win over Miami last night, the Atlanta Braves clinched their third straight NL East title. Marcell Ozuna hit two home runs and a two RBI double in the win. bringing his totals this season to a team-leading 17 home runs and 53 RBI. In the rest of the league, the LA Dodgers clinched the NL West and the league's best record. The Cubs clinched the NL Central, and the Padres clinched a playoff spot. In the American League, Tampa, the New York Yankees, the White Sox, Twins, Indians, and Athletics have all clinched playoff spots. In an interview with USA Today, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred said that he hopes to have fans in the stadium for this year's National League Championship Series and World Series.
Great.
Manfred said the NLCS and World Series will be played in Arlington, Texas at Globe Life Field, and pending final approval by Texas government officials, they'll have at least a portion of the 40,000-seat stadium filled with fans. The ALCS will be held in San Diego, California, where current state rules restrict fans from gathering for things like sporting events. After the regular season wraps up on Sunday, the best of three wild card series are set to begin next Tuesday, September 29th, and the 116th World Series slated to start with Game 1 on Tuesday, October 20th. 621 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
But Republicans and Democrats get on the same page. Really? Yes, we'll talk about that next.
Dr. Bill Williams' weather update is brought to you by Baldwin EMC. For the most up-to-date outage information, follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Visit them at baldwinemc.com or call 251-989-6247.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered showers with temperatures around 80 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, showers with heavy rain at times, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, showers again with heavy rain at times and temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back, and we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit forthepeople.com to learn about our firm. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone, for the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. They're working one accident now at Pleasant Valley and Magnolia Road. Records are on the scene. It's an accident with injuries, but it shouldn't be there for too much longer. Looking good across the Bayway and the Causeway so far. Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Fort, and Malbus to Locksley. We're clear. Cart Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore. They're open to help get your carts running. You can also rent their carts for any special occasion or buy a new or used cart, too. See them at cartdoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
It is 624 Mobile Mornings. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwood on FM Talk 106.5. So it's going to be a rainy couple of days here. Okay, it's one of our three big things you can find online at fmtalk1065.com. Via the AP, in a sweeping bipartisan vote that takes a government shutdown off the table, the House passed a temporary government-wide funding bill last night, and that was after President Trump prevailed in a behind-the-scenes fight over his farm bailout. The stopgap measure will keep federal agencies fully up and running into December, giving lame-duck lawmakers time to digest the election and decide whether to pass the annual government funding bill by then or to kick it down to the next administration. The budget year ends September 30th. The vote was 359-57. So I don't, and nobody's got the appetite for a government shutdown right now.
No, so not right now.
They had some things they had to wrangle about. I guess Nancy Pelosi relented on the farm bill, and then in return she got some COVID-related food aid for the poor. So you know, the government's in business, so that's the good news from all of that. Does this lead to more help about the coronavirus, some checks in the mail?
Not quite yet.
No.
They still need to work that out, and it sounds, you know, through interviews that have been held right here on FM Talk 106.5 with congressmen and senators, it doesn't sound like anyone expects that to happen before the November 3rd election. This is just a spending bill to get the government through the election. But what will be interesting is this takes it through December 11th. If there's still wonder about who won the election,
they're counting votes,
let's hope there isn't after November 3rd, then that could create an issue there. But by that time, who knows who will be running which house? You know, right now, yep, the Democrats run the Congress, and the Republicans run the Senate. Yeah. And of course, President Trump's in the White House. If you've got Democrats in the Senate and the House, then they'll just, you know, pass whatever they want coming up by December 11th. But yeah, we're still waiting for that next coronavirus relief bill for them to come around on that and come together and decide on something. But yeah, the trade-off there, and Trump, I guess he did some backroom dealing before this and was able to get that Farm Aid back, yeah, into this current bill.
Right.
And like you said, Pelosi got some of what she wanted there with COVID food aid for the poor. So it was 56 Republicans and then Representative Justin Amash from Michigan who voted against the measure yesterday. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez only voted present. She didn't vote yes or no on this, which is a little interesting there. But they do say they expect it to pass in the Senate pretty easily.
Yep. I did see that. And the only reason I bring up the funding, well, the aid, I guess you would say, for everyday human beings, everyday citizens, considering the coronavirus, is they couldn't even discuss that until they got past this thing right here. So mm-hmm. at least this one is in the books, and the government will continue to operate. But that's basically all we've got at this point. That's it, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. We got a text here, 343-0106, and someone asked, with the burn ban in effect, will Mobile County be picking up hurricane debris? And the county actually released a press release just a couple days ago on Monday, said they will be picking up hurricane debris. They won't release the schedule until early next week. So go ahead and put all that out by the side of the road, and Mobile County will pick it up.
In the county, not in the city, but in the county.
Okay. Exactly right.
All right. Very good. Dr. Bill Williams promising a wet week. How about the weekend? All of that on the way on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A 4-year-old girl is missing in Mobile County. Investigators say Reagan Hart was picked up from a foster home by her mother, 41-year-old Brandy Hart. The pair has not been seen since September 14th. You can find a picture of the child and her mother on WKRG.com. 14,000 customers are still without power in Baldwin County this morning. 7,000 of those outages are with Riviera Utilities. Another 7,000 are Baldwin EMC customers. Baldwin EMC says it's now working in the hardest hit areas: Fish River, Barnwell, Magnolia Springs, Fort Morgan, parts of Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, Loxley, and Summerdale. Because of the severity of the damage, some customers may not have power restored for another week. A feared increase in Alabama's coronavirus cases after the Labor Day weekend has yet to materialize 2 weeks after the holiday. The update has state health officials cautiously optimistic about Alabama's progress in the pandemic. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will lie in repose at the U.S. Supreme Court today.
Ginsburg died last Friday at 87. A private ceremony will be held this morning for Ginsburg's family, close friends, and members of the court, and a public viewing will be held from 11 a.m. till 10 p.m. Eastern today, and from 9 a.m. till 10 p.m. tomorrow. On Friday, her body will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol, making her the first woman to have ever been honored that way. The wife of the late Republican Senator John McCain is backing Joe Biden in November. Cindy McCain says the Democrat will stand up for American values, and though they never saw eye to eye on the issues in the past, she says Biden is honest and will lead the nation with dignity. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. Have you ever ordered a MAGA cap and then received a piece of junk in the mail? Well, those days are over. If you want the finest quality MAGA caps at the greatest prices, go to themagamall.com. The MAGA Mall has the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton twill with the finest embroidery. I love them. They pride themselves in offering the finest quality products at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats and Trump talking pens. To get 10% off your order, use promo code WAR10 at checkout. That's my initials, WAR and 10. Remember, to get great quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com. 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 Go to themagamall.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Shopify says two members of its support team were engaged in a scheme to obtain customer transactional records of merchants. The company says it terminated the individual's access to its Shopify network and referred the incident to the FBI and other international agencies. Shopify says fewer than 200 merchants were impacted. The data include basic contact information such as email, name, and address, as well as order details like products and services purchased, but not financial information such as credit card information. Citibank says HelloFresh's market outlook is good as the pandemic looks likely to boost demand for home-delivered recipe boxes. Analysts at the bank see marketing costs at the German recipe box delivery company falling to 13% of sales versus previous guidance of 17%. Citi says HelloFresh is attractively valued versus online food peers. Crude oil up 18 cents at $39.98 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
At Robertsdale Power Equipment, we want to offer some safety tips when you're running equipment after a hurricane. Use extreme caution while operating a chainsaw. Never cut with the tip of the saw. Look for downed power lines and watch for metal objects that could be stuck in trees. Never run a generator inside. It could cause carbon monoxide poisoning. Our thoughts and prayers are with everyone affected by Hurricane Sally. The folks at Robertsdale Power Equipment are here and ready to help. Big commercial chainsaws now in stock at Robertsdale Power Equipment.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Dr. Bill with Dan and Dalton at 6:35 on your... You don't got to count the days. It's Wednesday. And when I said Wednesday, I really wasn't sure that it was Wednesday, but I think it's Wednesday, right, Dalton?
It is Wednesday. That's correct.
Dr. Bill Williams, happy Wednesday to you, so we can look at what we've got going on and even take a peek at the weekend.
It is Wednesday, right?
I think it is Wednesday.
It's been 7 days now since landfall for Hurricane
Sally. How about that? Yeah, 1 week ago. Crazy.
Wow. Well, you know, we've got still a name system, and that is Beta. And yesterday produced some really terrific floods across Houston.
Mm.
Well, that rain is headed in our direction, and we're going to see some of that heavy rain at times, particularly tonight and tomorrow. And it's the possibility of picking up a couple of inches of rain or more. Today, we will see a few scattered showers, especially this afternoon. And we're going to warm up to about 80 degrees. We got into the 70s yesterday, up to 76. And the heat wave will continue about 80 degrees for this afternoon, again, with some scattered shower activity. Now, tonight, we'll see a larger coverage and rainfall. In fact, some of the showers could be heavy tonight with a low temperature in the low 70s. And then tomorrow, we'll call it partly cloudy, but it'll be mostly cloudy at times, and a very good chance for showers tomorrow and the possibility of some heavy rainfall. And the high temperatures tomorrow will be in the lower 80s. After that, that weather system, which was at one time the tropical storm Beta, it will track across Mississippi tomorrow and then on into Alabama and then head on to the east and northeast. So Friday looks good, mostly sunny, just a slight chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm, high around 85. And the weekend looks good, with a few afternoon showers for Saturday, and we'll call it mostly sunny, again, 85. And then Sunday, mostly sunny, slight chance of an afternoon shower, and a high in the mid-80s. So those temperatures in the mid-80s, that's about the normal temperature for this time of the year.
Ah, man, I was hoping we would keep the cool weather for at least a few more weeks, but that doesn't seem to be the case. Now, by itself, Dr. Bill, this system moving into our area wouldn't normally be a big deal at all, but after Hurricane Sally left us just drenched last week, could this rain pose a problem for us on the already, you know, saturated grounds?
Yeah, we could see some flash flooding if we do get some very heavy downpours tonight and tomorrow. And I don't mean it's going to continuously rain, but we will get these occasional heavy showers. The real problem will be if we have a line of showers and we get one after the other moving through and over the same location. And that's where you could pile up a lot of rain and, of course, flash flooding. So look for the possibility of flash flooding tonight and tomorrow. And then all of that... the remnants of what was Tropical Storm Beta will move on out of the area for Friday and the weekend.
Also, should we expect any wind from this storm? And I know, you know, people already sick of cleaning up trees and debris
in
their yards.
We don't need that.
There could be some trees that are barely left standing right now that could be an issue.
Now, the only place that you'll find some gusty winds will be in some of the thunderstorm activity. Most of it's going to be showers, but... a thunderstorm could produce some gusty winds, but in general, the wind's not going to be a problem, but the heavy rain could produce the flash flooding.
I'm kind of thinking along Dalton's lines. It's like we know, we see the damage, we see the debris on the side of the road that people have gathered and all that and cut up, but we don't know everything around us that is still standing. That may be very compromised, and the next... the next
That's
puff
right.
of wind, and down it comes. So we just need to be kind of careful about that. Also, let's talk about the tropics and the Gulf of Mexico, Dr. Bill.
Well, right now, we're going through a quiet period because Teddy has now moved up to Nova Scotia, and it has lost a lot of its intensity. And the remnants of what was Paulette has been rejuvenated a bit, but is way over next to Europe. And we're looking good right now. I don't see any big, large tropical waves coming off the African coast, and it's quiet over the Caribbean and the Gulf of Mexico.
Now, Dr. Bill, we've got folks worried about you personally and wondering if you ever got power back.
No power yet.
Oh, man.
I know.
Hopefully that'll happen very, very soon for you, Dr. Bill.
We hope.
We have a group of people on the text line that have volunteered to come over and be the generator cord pullers. So there's no need for you to go through that. You're an esteemed meteorologist. You've done it all in your career, and we don't want to see you out there. We don't want to see those pictures on social media of Dr. Bill having to pull that cord on the generator. To me, that absolutely stinks.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, Doc, we'll talk to you in 1 hour.
Okay, Dan.
You got it. Dr. Bill Williams, a gentleman... I'll tell you, when I met him, so it was 25 years ago, we moved from Columbus, Georgia down here to take the job at another radio station where he was the chief meteorologist. And at that time, as is the case now, Dalton, you could count your meteorologists for radio stations on one finger, and don't pick the wrong finger, but this one right here, like, I'm number one. And it was Dr. Bill Williams, and his delivery and his information is as solid as it's ever been. Now, this storm, of course, played tricks with everybody, but Dr. Bill is not one to ever say, I know exactly what it's going to do, if he doesn't think he knows. And so he cautioned us from, you know, right up until the time of landfall.
Yeah, if you ever hear the slightest bit of worry or measure, or if you hear Dr. Bill worried at all, then it's probably time for you to go ahead and start putting plywood up on the windows and things of that nature, because he's a very calm and collected man. And with the Coastal Weather Research Center, you know, Alabama Power depends on them for their forecasts, and so many other businesses, and a lot of money riding on what Dr. Bill has to say about what's going on in the tropics and in our area. So you know you can trust his forecast right here on FM Talk 106.5.
641, if you trust us to let you know on what's the recovery looking like in Fairhope, we have that for you on the way.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Good morning, Ron. It's Dave.
Dude, what did you do now?
Since the mask ordinance started, I thought it'd be a good idea for the kids to be creative and make their own. You know, keep them entertained and safe.
Dave, that sounds inventive and fun for the kids. I may even tell my son about that.
Well, they did such a great job that I shared a video of them wearing them on TikTok.
Sounds great, Dave.
No, it wasn't. Turns out they got into Mrs. Dave's top dresser drawer. Now, all our family and friends have seen the kids dancing around wearing the wife's unmentionables as face masks. I'm going to need something really nice to get out of this one.
I know we have a beautiful vintage black onyx stone in a white and gold setting. She'll love it. I'm sure Tony, our jeweler, still has her ring size on file. I have Tony get right on it.
Hopefully, you'll never be in the same situation as Dave. But when you want a unique special gift for any occasion, your first choice should be Mobile Bay Coins.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, find them on Facebook and at mobilebaycoins.com.
Your CBD store of West Mobile is offering personal shopping hours, curbside, and free delivery. Please call store owner Joe Brown to set up your appointment or for call-in orders. Call your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest at 260-3223 today. That's 260-3223.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors, 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office, 649-7733.
Good morning from the Alliance Roofing Traffic Center Mobile Police Department. On the scene of an accident without injuries at Hamilton Boulevard and DIP. Also got one at Pleasant Valley and Magnolia Road. That's with injuries. Wreckers are on the scene. Still no problems from Tillman's Corner, Theodore, and across the Bayway, either Crossway. Are you shopping for floors? Well, Bama Flooring is a place to go. They have over 400 options in waterproof flooring, from Mohawk, Shaw, and Stainmaster carpet to hardwoods and laminates. See them online at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig at 6:43. Both sides of the bay got a band burn now.
Yeah, burn ban for Mobile.
Band burn. What did I say?
Either way, I think people know what you're trying
burn
to say.
Burn ban.
Mobile and Baldwin counties, and if you're like me, you're thinking a burn ban. It's been raining constantly for like a week now, and raining hard. Why would we have a burn ban? And trying to figure that out. It seems that one of the issues is there's so much debris and people trying to burn this debris in their backyards that it could, I guess, they're saying it could become an out-of-control situation. And if that's the case...
Can you imagine a wildfire after a hurricane?
And that would be because someone, I guess, doesn't really know how to burn the debris properly. Mm-hmm. And there's been issues, I guess, in Mobile County. Stephen Milhouse with Mobile Fire Rescue says they've been getting some calls to 911 with people upset that their neighbors are burning. And I don't know if that's because of the smoke that's coming into their area or what. But
you made a good point. People have some people without power. Well, most have power in Mobile County now. But if you don't have any power, your windows are open.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's almost like your house is being polluted by your neighbor burning everything in sight.
Yeah, so the issue isn't so much catching on to the forest or something like that, but the amount of debris that we have, and if that were to get a little bit out of control, any call to 911 at this point that isn't about relief or recovery from the storm, then that just slows our our law enforcement and our fire rescue teams down, and so they're trying to resist that. And in Baldwin County, the Barnwell Fire Chief Roy Glenn talked with WKRG. He said, "We still got power lines down, poles down, tree debris. We can't access a lot of the area if the fire gets out of control, or if you have a need, it's harder for us to get in. If the fire does get out of control, we'll be in the same situation that out west is right now with the wildfires." So, as strange as it sounds, with so much rain over the last week, there is a burn ban in effect in Mobile and Baldwin counties, and that includes, as I said, all burning of yard debris, construction materials, etc., currently prohibited.
The mayor of Fairhope, Karen Wilson, joined Jeff Poor on his show yesterday, and she talked about her city's recovery.
I mean, I can't tell you. I mean, it's just been, I think that with every threat that we have, it's been a drill for, you know, many years now. And this really is, I can't say enough about how great a job they're doing. I've kind of broken up, you know, the categories. I think power is probably, you know, the biggest concern right now. And as of last night, we have 85% of our power back up. And it is thanks to, you know, a lot of crews that came in from Orlando, Huntsville, Albertsonville, Gainesville, and Coleman. We had 10 crews, and they're working, you know, with our, you know, internal crews, and it's just been day and night. We had 200 poles down and 27 power poles with plenty more to come. You know, we had that in stock, so those went up very quickly. And one of the things I wanted to mention too, as far as power, our electric district for Fairhope is, it's very confusing because within the city limits you have Baldwin EMC, Riviera, and Fairhope Electric. And so it is, you know, confusing. I think people, you know, call us a lot and say, when are you coming out, when are you coming out? And oftentimes it's, you know, that's not even within our district. So I think, you know, check your bill with your utilities and just make sure who your power company is when you're asking questions about your area.
Mayor Karen Wilson of Fairhope yesterday on the Jeff Poor Show.
Yeah, and something really cool they did in Fairhope yesterday. Okay. And we know these power line crews have been working so hard over the last week to restore power in both Mobile and Baldwin counties. But in Fairhope, they had an impromptu parade for the power line crews.
All right.
They set up on Section Street in Fairhope, and I saw some video from that. Not quite to the levels of a Mardi Gras parade, but you know, they were more thankful for the power line crews than most people are to receive beads or moon pies during Mardi Gras.
Not even close.
And if our area knows anything, they know parade. So very cool, and props to the residents of Fairhope for lining up on Section Street yesterday and clapping and cheering those power line crews as they made their way down the street.
You got sports in about 2 minutes.
Yeah, another college football game's been postponed due to coronavirus. Ooh. And a former Florida Gators basketball coach on his way to the Windy City. More coming up in sports.
This News 5, FM Talk 106.5 information update, brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A 4-year-old girl is missing in Mobile County. Investigators say Reagan Hart was picked up from a foster home by her mother, 41-year-old Brandy Hart. The pair has not been seen since September 14th. You can find a picture of the child and her mother on WKRG.com. 14,000 customers are still without power in Baldwin County this morning. 7,000 of those outages are with Riviera Utilities. Another 7,000 are Baldwin EMC customers. Baldwin EMC says it's now working in the hardest hit areas: Fish River, Barnwell, Magnolia Springs, Fort Morgan, parts of Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, Loxley, and Summerdale. Because of the severity of the damage, some customers may not have power restored for another week. A feared increase in Alabama's coronavirus cases after the Labor Day weekend has yet to materialize 2 weeks after the holiday. The update has state health officials cautiously optimistic about Alabama's progress in the pandemic. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5. It's all about you.
Hi folks, Greg Halliday from Kobe Subaru here, inviting you to participate in Subaru's Love Strikes Twice event now through September 30th. There's never been a better time to buy a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. Visit us online at kobesubaru.com to learn more about this exclusive event and schedule your VIP appointment. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
One of the simplest ways a business can help increase workplace protection and safety is by installing plexiglass barriers to create a physical separation between employees and the public. These acrylic partitions are made locally at Alpha Plastics in Mobile. They have the materials on hand to produce any size partition, including your cutouts if needed, for use in schools, restaurants, cashiers, and reception areas, even portable shields needed for client meetings that are outside the office. Hey, skip the long wait of ordering online or from out of state. Alpha Plastics clear acrylic shields are stronger than glass, but much lighter, easier to move, and can remain a permanent protective barrier for years to come. And they're affordable, helping you get your business open, and stay safe. Call Alpha Plastics today at 471-1130. That's 471-1130. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
Good morning, 651 here on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. For the fourth time this season, an ACC football game has been postponed due to concerns over COVID-19. The Notre Dame-Wake Forest game, scheduled for Saturday, has been postponed after the Irish announced that 13 of their players are in isolation. In a statement yesterday, Notre Dame said that 7 players tested positive for coronavirus out of 94 tests on Monday. Combined with testing results from last week, 13 players are currently in isolation, with 10 in quarantine. As a result, Notre Dame has put a pause on all football-related activities. Wake Forest Athletic Director John Curry said in a statement that the two schools are working on rescheduling this game for October the 3rd. On that date, both teams right now have an open date. The Irish right now ranked 7th in the country after outscoring Duke and South Florida in their first two games, 79-13. Wake Forest is 0-2 after losing to Clemson and NC State. In the NBA playoffs, the Denver Nuggets beat the LA Lakers 114-106. Nuggets point guard Jamal Murray had 28 points, 12 assists, and 8 rebounds in the win. The Lakers still lead the Western Conference Finals 2-1, with Game 4 set for tomorrow night. The Chicago Bulls have hired former Oklahoma City Thunder coach Billy Donovan as their new head coach. Donovan decided to leave Oklahoma City without renegotiating a new contract this offseason. It's rare for a coach to decide to move on from a professional team rather than the other way around. The former Florida Gators head coach took over in OKC in 2015 and had taken the Thunder to the playoffs each of his 5 seasons behind the bench, but has failed to advance past the first round in the last 4 years. Now he'll try to take a proud NBA franchise in Chicago to the playoffs for the first time since 2017.
How about once proud?
Yeah.
Once proud franchise.
Once proud. They've not been so proud lately. 653 FM Talk 106.5. That's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Got a big 7 o'clock hour on the way. We'll set that up for you next.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered showers with temperatures around 80 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, showers with heavy rain at times, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, showers again with heavy rain at times and temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
My friend Ricky from Alabama Auto Clean back in studio. Thanks for coming back.
Appreciate you having me.
Ricky and the crew from Alabama Auto Clean not only got our van in shape, got it beyond the shape it ever been in. You have like some magic tricks. You made our mobile command unit, our van, look the best it's ever looked.
Thank you, sir.
You've got these tricks. You got experience doing this. That van is our outward presentation of our business. So you're talking to other business owners. What can you do for their van, their vehicles?
I can detail it, make it look like it's presentable for the company, whatever needs to be done on them.
And take it to a look. Believe me, y'all, that is beyond detailed for sure. Last time we talked to other big vehicles, people got private big vehicles, bring in, you do those.
They do anything. We do 18-wheelers, motorhome, boats, anything you can get in there.
And also, you came in bearing gifts. You've got these t-shirts with y'all's logo on them. And what's this thing say here, Ricky?
It says you ain't got to drive a dirty car no more.
Well, that's what y'all are in the business of doing.
That's right.
Tell you what, people, we'll keep some of these shirts here at the studio. You can come by and grab one. How do folks find you in person?
They can call me at 251-478-5781.
In sports, every point counts. And at Alpha Insurance, we know when it comes to your budget, every dollar counts. That's why we work to get you the lowest rates and best discounts available. Plus, every Alpha policy comes with personal service from our hometown team. Call Alpha to start saving today. In Daphne or on the Eastern Shore, call Morgan Bradley at 626-3383 or stop by the office just off Highway 98 in Fountain Square. Morgan Bradley and Alpha Insurance.
Good morning from the Premier Medical Traffic Center. They're working one accident at Hamilton Boulevard and DIP. That's without injuries. Still here at Pleasant Valley and Magnolia Road, wrapping up. The wreckers are on the scene with an accident with injuries. Traffic starting to build across the Bayway, but Daphne, Spanish Fort, at Tillman's Corner and Theodore, you're still clear. If you have roofing damage from the storm, call on Alliance Roofing in Mobile and Baldwin County at 580-ROOF. Licensed, bonded, and insured. They have teams in the area that can get to you quick. See them at AllianceRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with their FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Morning, y'all. It's FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig, and we've got all kinds of great local talk for you, including Jeff Poor following us at 9 o'clock, Sean Sullivan in Midday Mobile from noon to 2, all very compelling local stuff.
Yeah, we were wondering what Halloween would look like in this year of coronavirus.
There's the queen of Halloween right there.
Yeah, she just walked in, and she won't be happy to hear this news. The CDC has issued new guidelines on how to celebrate Halloween safely.
I think I heard a little bit about this yesterday.
Yes, yeah, so they went ahead and grouped Halloween activities into lower risk, moderate risk, and higher risk buckets. The higher risk category...
Somebody's pooch lip back there.
The higher risk category includes door-to-door trick-or-treating and trunk-or-treating, like we've seen in some parking lots.
That's high risk.
Okay. Yeah. No-nos include indoor haunted houses where people will be crowded and screaming.
Right.
And going on hay rides with people who aren't in your household, and fall festivals. They also said that it carries the risk of spreading the virus. They also said using alcohol and drugs can cloud judgment and increase risky behavior. So that means a no for some of those costume, you know, those druggy costume parties everyone's having in Halloween.
I go to 10 a year.
One way to have a safer form of trick-or-treating, go ahead and individually wrap gift bags and put them on your porch or at the end of the driveway. But you know what that means.
It's like, go ahead.
Some of the kids are just going to grab all of them at one time.
That's like a junior league Halloween. That's not even, that's too sweet and nice and wrapped up. And okay, well, it's COVID. We're figuring it out as we go. It is 6:58 FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig in Mobile Mornings. And thank you for checking us out.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A four-year-old girl is missing in Mobile County. Investigators say Reagan Hart was picked up from a foster home by her mother, 41-year-old Brandy Hart. The pair has not been seen since September 14th. You can find a picture of the child and her mother on WKRG.com. 14,000 customers are still without power in Baldwin County this morning. 7,000 of those outages are with Riviera Utilities. Another 7,000 are Baldwin EMC customers. Baldwin EMC says it's now working in the hardest hit areas. Fish River, Barnwell, Magnolia Springs, Fort Morgan, parts of Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, Loxley, and Summerdale. Because of the severity of the damage, some customers may not have power restored for another week. A feared increase in Alabama's coronavirus cases after the Labor Day weekend has yet to materialize 2 weeks after the holiday. The update has state health officials cautiously optimistic about Alabama's progress in the pandemic. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars...